Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. It's Anita, and this is Rambles. And I always feel good when I hear an introduction because this is my own show. And in February, it'll be 6 years. In less than 10 weeks, it'll be 2020. And that is another topic for another day. And for those who don't know, this is the second episode I am doing for this month. So I do plan on doing a third episode this month. So, yes, thank you. And it's because I had system issues with the episode, the last episode of last month. So I'm so proud of you guys for listening, and thank you for taking the time out to do this. So today's episode is about the Bohan Jeon case. And for those who don't know, on September 6th of last year, Officer Amber Geiger shot her neighbor. She was a blonde woman in Texas who shot a black man. A blonde woman in Texas who was a police officer who shot a black man who was sitting in his own apartment eating ice cream. On paper, some would say it's a race thing. Some would say it's a police brutality thing. I say neither. And I know this is crazy considering the three episodes I did about my horrible experience at the Omni in Charlotte. Don't think I forgot. I did not forget. And I did have to get the Better Business Bureau involved. Again, the three episodes. You can catch them. And listen, but in this case, no. I could be wrong because it does look bad when a witness for the case gets killed. For those who don't know, Joshua Brown, who was a witness for the prosecution, was killed last week. But even with all that, I'm not being delusional. I'm not saying, oh, racism doesn't exist. I'm just saying, this case looks like a Lifetime movie. I even explained this to some of my black male guy friends. This case looks like a Lifetime movie. And I will explain my views. So, she was found guilty of murder, which surprised me, and I do not think she's going to serve those 10 years. The thing that made me realize is because it's so much like race that I'm like, no. It's too obvious. Like, if you were driving, like, the case a couple of years, even with Sandra Bland, that one looked like police brutality, looked like race. This one is more crime of passion. He was sitting there with ice cream. And she went to the wrong apartment. I've had long days where I've worked. And also, she wasn't paying attention because she was texting her married Hispanic partner. And I know that just because you sleep with somebody of a different race does not mean you are not racist. I mean, let's face it, most native black people of America, and when I say that, I mean people whose ancestors were slaves in America, have some white in them, and that's usually because those slave masters raped their slaves, and even Strong Thurmond, I don't know if his relationship with his maid, that he had a mixed child, or the one drop rule back in the day, if that relationship or whatever was consensual or not. I mean, there was a power dynamic because he was her employee's son, but that's another topic for another day. But in the case I even asked my dad friends, and I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but yeah, that's the name of my show. I'm wondering, was she obsessed with him? And I'm beginning to have more theories obsessed in my head because I was watching an interview with it. Well, you all know I'm a lamb, so anyway. But I'm like, what? Again, I've had days when I've worked extremely long hours, like 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day for a week. I still knew where I was going. I was text calling people because I still don't like texting. And yeah, it was Cajun King because at the time, but this is before everything went wrong. And yes, I know I need to do an episode with him. Blah 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 blah. Do plan on it, but I've been saying that for how long? But I've given you bits and pieces. So with the Amber Geiger case, go to the wrong floor. According to reports, the halls were a different color. So she parked on the wrong area. Even according to the witness, Joshua Brown, who was murdered, he heard what he thought sounded like two people meeting by surprise. And this is according to the Dallas News Inner article where they talked. Well, obviously it was alive, duh. But this was an article that says Batim John's neighbor, a key witness in the Amber Geiger trial. So it mentioned his previous interview when the trial was going on and him saying that. So it's like, okay, was she mad that he turned her down? And it's like, okay, I'm trying to rebound from my partner who I know is married and this guy who lives with us and doesn't want money. So, yeah. I'm going to shoot him and make it look like an accident. And, like, because I'm a cop, I'm going to get off in her case. No. Now, again, I don't think she's going to serve the full 10 years. But if she's serving more time than she thought she would. And, yeah, I know I said it. But it's true. She probably thought, much like the other cops who have killed innocent black people, she thought she was going to get off. But you were off-duty. Like, that whole thing works if they're driving. He was in his own home. Oh, and the kicker was when her lawyers tried to say the castle law, she thought you didn't recognize the carpet because people in the apartment said each floor had a different color carpet. And in his case, in Mr. Jean's case, I feel like his family should sue the apartment complex. And like I said, I feel like. Because if they had to fix his door sooner, it would have beeped when she put the key in the door. But how are you that tired? And if you're that tired, just this is a time of Uber and Lyft being common. Or better yet, have talked to Martin Riviera, that married partner she was texting, who, according to the griot, he was involved in the fatal shooting of a 20-year-old black man 12 years ago. So, again, if he was able to still be in the force after that 12 years ago, she probably thought, I can shoot a black man. This guy was at home eating ice cream, and there were neighbors. And this was a relatively well-off apartment. I mean, if each floor of the apartment has its own private parking, no. This was not, I don't know what she was thinking. I was not there. I was here in Charlotte. So, yeah, nope. The Mothers Against Police Brutality, and this is according to the griot, the Mothers Against Police Brutality Coalition is demanding an investigation into the cop who was involved in murdering him, in murdering an unarmed black man after it was found he helped Amber Geiger destroy evidence. And this was today. This was an article from yesterday. Activists want an investigation into Amber Geiger's married lover slash partner who killed an unarmed black man 12 years ago. I don't know if she knew about this, Amber. Maybe she did. I mean, people may have weird pillow talk. I can say, from my time with Cajun King, I used to look over, like, subsea rail projects. But let me go back to the whole Baltim Jean case. I don't think it was. He could have been any color, and I'm not trying to be colorblind. I don't know what she was thinking, but it wasn't. No, she didn't have any other time to do it. Even with that lady who wouldn't follow the black guy to his apartment, and she was stupid. And yes, I don't know what you call her stupid. You're leaving the door open so your dog can use the restroom of your apartment complex. Why not be outside with the dog doing it instead of having it open? Because let's face it, a robber's not going to, like, just stand there. They're going to push you out of the way. So, bad idea on her part. So, if she wanted to make it look like race, at least she should have set up a scenario where, as a pretty blonde girl, people would have been like, or at least the police, oh, this big black man attacked him. Again, he was sitting there with ice cream. There were neighbors. There were witnesses. No. And a part of me feels like in a few years, this is going to be some episode of Wives with Knives or Deadly Women. Okay, so she's not a wife and she didn't use a knife. But you know what I mean. And I'm going to say the reason I put it in the obvious way, and this has nothing to do with Amber, is because of how Botam Jean's family reacted to her killing him. And because it's black people, and as a black person, and as a black person whose family had were slaves back in the day, I wonder this, and some other people wonder too, would his brother have been all hugging on her had she been a black female police officer who shot his brother? That's the crux of it. And I wonder this, and I even ask some of my friends about it. Like, then, as sick as it is, was his family more forgiving of her killing their relative because she was a white woman? And the reason I ask that is because of the level of classism non-American black people have towards Native black people in America. Because if I say Native American black people, obviously, you know, Native Americans are people who are indigenous. So I guess I could use it. But that's what I wonder. Because I couldn't hug somebody who, if I had a close relationship with my siblings, because on sperm bank side, I do have 6 siblings, but they were all older. And again, he wasn't in my life. But if I had siblings I grew up with and this random person killed them in cold blood in their house while they were sitting there watching TV, which is something people do in their homes. I mean, you could have, for all I know, been coming out of the bathroom, going to the kitchen, getting soap to wash it. I don't know. But as weird as it is, and people say, oh, it's a Christian thing, but that's too instant. That's like instant pudding or something. Random, okay, and some will say, well, he had a year. But still, I don't even think Jennifer Hudson ready to hug up on her sister's boyfriend who killed her mom and brother and nephew. She's not hugging. And I know there's going to be somebody who's like, well, that person killed more than one relative, so of course not. But she's in the like, it takes time. And again, and I got the 90-second warning. That's what I wonder because of that level of classism among with people whose first or second generation, some of them do look down on black people who've been here for centuries or at least, you know, before Martin Luther King, like, you spot, why don't you build it? Or following the stereotypes of all black people who have been here for years being ghetto and everything else or ignorant and why aren't you doing this? So I did wonder that, and it's a legitimate thought. Would they have been that willing to bend over backwards for a woman who murdered them had she been the same race, not nationality, because there is a difference, or culture as them. Like, if she was the same, if she was also someone from the Caribbean like them, would it have interfered in colorism? Would they have had a level of scorn if she was a dark-skinned black woman? Would they have given her less if she was a light-skinned? I don't know. But anyway, I don't think this whole case was about race. And thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. Bye.